What up, guys? For this one, you get both me and Erica. Why? Well, Erica, tell them what's up.
Hey guys, glad to be back. I have been out of pocket with some electrical issues, and it is great to be back. Special thanks to the IT guys. Yeah, so we are going to go over some of these drugs that are not so common but are required per the state standard.
Yeah, for realio, Erica, you need to take some of this load off my shoulders. I have been wide open going over drugs with these students, and you have been off in the land of ones and ohs. Not cool, chick. Not cool at all. Way to leave a brother hanging.
All right, chill out, Balake. Jeez. You literally act like in this digital world, race even matters. Okay, I know I have been absent, but for good reason. Look, guys, my motherboard was super dusty and I was overheating. The IT department blew me off with some canned air and upgraded some of my out-of-date software. I feel like a new woman now. No cap. Or is it dead ass? Hell, I cannot keep up with the terms these days.
Okay, so you have Blake and Erica back again, both experienced critical care paramedics in Montana. We were once just like you. Lost in Instructor Alderman's class with all of this, memorize this, and 30 minutes for lunch nonsense, when all we really wanted was nap time. Okay, I hope you know I am being satire. Steven is not only a friend, but he is also actually a very knowledgeable and humble dude. I think he even plays golf, which is disturbing. I digress.
Oh my goodness, Blake. You are going to start a fire you cannot put out. Steven is amazing. That dude not only teaches like a boss, but he is also a father of, I believe, two. No, wait. It has been a long time since we were in his class, and I think he has been busy. Yes, Facebook says three kids, husband, and curator of fine cuisine.
Word. Okay, sorry for the outburst. Let's finish these drugs. Lastly, we have a few oddballs that are not commonly seen in services that try to maintain state minimums. As Erica said, you will start to see this populate down the road. Let's start with some party gas, antipyretics, and basic analgesics for $500.
One of the best IV drugs you can have on your truck for dealing with mild or, in some cases, even extreme pain and fevers. Acetaminophen, IV. Fever and pain when NSAIDs are a no-go, or you want to be kind to platelets.
It blocks pain receptors and inhibits prostaglandin synthesis in the CNS for temp control. It's polite, efficient, and won't fight your stomach. Adult 1,000 milligrams IV. Pediatric, creating by 3 months, 15 milligrams per kilogram IV. Overdose antidote is N-acetylcysteine, also known as consequences.
Contraindication is liver disease. Don't help someone's hepatitis write a sequel.
Yikes! That is kind of cold!
Next up is the oral variety. Don't laugh, laughing. Ibuprofen, P.O. Mild pain or fever in patients who still have kidneys and intact GI linings. For now.
It inhibits prostaglandin synthesis. Good for pain and inflammation. Bad for unprotected stomachs. So yeah, take care of your bellies.
Adult 600 milligrams PO, pediatric 10 milligrams per kilogram PO if agreed with 6 months old. Do not feed this to tiny infants like it's a gummy, because we all know that is not cool.
Contraindications include aspirin allergy, GI bleed, intracranial bleed, renal impairment. Because nothing says shit like turning pain control into a bleed control.
The self-administered party drug that keeps on giving, nitrous oxide. Short, sharp pain relief where you want fast, reversible sedation and the patient's lungs still work. For now.
It's an awesome inhalational anesthetic that relaxes coronary arteries and smooth muscle. The patient laughs, you splint, everyone wins.
Both adult and pediatric self-administer. If they can't hold the mask, they also can't consent to the roller coaster. They must be this high to ride this ride. Contraindications include altered LOC, ETOH/drug use, inability to follow commands, head injury, respiratory problems, which is most of your Saturday night lineup, especially where you guys work.
Okay, shifting gears to the glucose endocrine realm because, well, we have to. Because the brain is a diva for sugar, dead ass.
He's right. Our brains need sugar to survive. So here comes dextrose. Altered mental status, diaphoresis, shaky, maybe seizing, finger stick is in the basement. It's literally just glucose, a carbohydrate the brain recognizes like its favorite snack. And some people in some areas live on it solely.
Adult 12.5 to 25 grams IV/IO or 250 milliliters of D10. Pediatric 2 milliliters per kilogram IV/IO of D25. Watch the vein because extravasation necrosis is a vibe we don't want.
Hell no, we don't. Contraindications include intracranial hemorrhage and hyperglycemia. Raising sugar in a brain bleed is like adding gas to a lit grill. You ever watched Tropic Thunder?
Man, you legit are not right. Flat ratchet. That was a good movie, though. Okay, glucagon, no IV, no problem. Or beta blocker, calcium channel blocker, OD, making the heart act like it's on strike. Hell yeah.
It legit breaks down glycogen to glucose and has positive inotropy. It's the backdoor glucose trick in a mild cardiac pep talk.
Adult 1 to 2 milligrams IM/IN. Pediatric 0.5 milligrams IM if less than 20 kilograms. 1 milligram IM if geth 20 kilograms. Expect nausea because the body hates being helped, which sucks for us and you.
Contraindications include pheochromocytoma and insulinoma. Poking endocrine tumors with glucagon is how you get surprise hypertension or rebound hypoglycemia. So be prepared, guys.
All right, you honey badgers of learning. Rapid recap before the paperwork eats you alive.
IV Tylenol is the absolute shit for putting out fever fires.
Oral ibuprofen is baller. For those that can follow commands and can control their own airway.
Nitrous is sick nasty for getting lit when your bones are split.
Glucagon is the, hey, my EMT cannot get an IV, super hack for a hypoglycemic patient. And contraindications exist to keep you out of QA hot goat yoga.
Give the right drug for the right pathophysiology. Add PD dosing like a pro, and remember, if you fix one problem by creating two more, that's not resuscitation. That's multitasking. Game over.
End of show. Tip your medic, secure your sharps, and let's go find coffee that tastes less like activated charcoal and more like love and regret, mixed with a few spoonfuls of caffeine and maybe bourbon. See you next time.